हरिः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर शिवसरिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय। ओके सो नाउ वी फिनिश थ्रू द मैरिज सेरेमोनी देन व्हिच आल्सो देन इंट्रोड्यूसेस ऑल दीज प्रिलिमिनरी पूजास लाइक मंगलाचरण एंड दैट एंड इट आल्सो इंट्रोड्यूसेस हाउ द यज्ञ वर्क्स यू नो हाउ द Kushanika karma, all the technical points go. So all these things will be common with most of the with the other samskaras if they use the yajna or if they're doing an invocation or anything. So anytime that there's an invocation, it's the one used that was used here in terms of yajnas, the technique is the same. Just that the yajna itself may change or the particular circumstance in which these are being done. And then some of them don't have yajnas or don't have some other aspects. Okay. So then we move on. So then if there's marriage, so we see is that in these paratis, it starts with a marriage because that begins the process. Because from marriage, then there'll be birth of children, right? And then they'll grow up and all that until they come to the point of marriage. Right? So that's the whole thing. So generally we would start, you know, you one would think you start okay from you know, from the appearance, you know, the child, and then go up through until they get married. You know, that's what happened for the grihastha. They see that, but the point is that process worked because there was marriage in the first place. And the marriage being the biggest of all the samskaras, then naturally explaining that in all its detail, then all the other samskaras become very easy to understand. Okay, so first then comes is Garbhadhanam. So then in the morning, after performing achmana and his daily sandhya rites, the husband should chant the Purusha Shukta, page 64, and according to the scriptural rules, worship Lord Narayana and his Vaishnava Parishadas. That same evening, at an auspicious time, he should mix cow urine, mud, and water and smear it on the ground. He should face the deity of the Lord or Sri Shaligram, and after reciting the Mangalacharan, page 62, and Swastivachana, page 346, he should offer an arghya to the Shaligram of the deity of the house in a conch or earthen vessel 5 times with the following mantras. You know, so that means it's either where you have the deities or in the, you know, like in the courtyard where you do, the deity comes out and you put the cow dung, then you make a circle, basically. When it says smear cow dung, means you would then mix and make a circle. You'll see that many times when they're doing different like designs or auspicious things that they'll mix the cow urine, mud, and water, and then so this is so it's mainly mud in this case, but the point is it's been purified, and so then they make a circle, you know, however big fits for whatever is the situation you have, a little bit bigger or a little smaller, but basically it's within what your hand does nicely. And so then in that, sometimes you see in other occasions, they'll do that and then put the Rangoli designs on top of it. Not for this ceremony, but I'm just saying the whole point is I'll take cow dung and the mud and then smear and then make these things like in front of the door, you know, or in front of something, in front of the deity. So it's an auspicious element to be making this circle like this. So this is specifically cow urine and mud and water. And so the water is just enough to make it a nice slurry so that it'll mix. Okay. And then he follows with the following mantras. Okay. And then so there's five. And then so then let's see. So then this is to Jagannath. Let's see. Okay. Jagannath Mahabaho Sarvo Padrava Nashana, Nava Pushpot Save Megriam, Ghanana Jagadishvara. And then the next one will be to Narayana, Hare, Rama, Govinda, Garuda, Dwaja. And then it will be to Parameshwara. Then Dinabandho, Kripa, Sindho, Paramananda, Madhava, and then to Madhusudana. Then Vishwatmane, Vishwabhanto, Visvesvara, Vishwalochana, then to Shyamasundara, then to Chidananda Hrishikesha, Parthavasya, Janardana, to Kamalapate. And all those then, when you're offering the Arghya, then it's Etadargyam Om Visvade Namaha. Right? So, O Supreme Lord, at this festive occasion, with fresh flowers, please accept the Arghya offered by me. So he's worshiping the Lord, he's doing Mangalacharan, and that. With the worship of Lord Vishnu and the Vaishnavas complete, he should proceed to the place where he'll unite with his wife. Before offering the Arghya, or just before the act of union, a husband should be clean and decorated with sandalwood pulp and wearing nice cloth, right? So then he's, that means they've had their bath and all that. So in the morning, you're doing those activities that is there, Mangalacharan, Purushottam, worshiping Narayana. Then in the evening, having bathed nicely, dressed nicely, this Arghya is done to the Shaligram and all that. And, so it's just making a nice occasion like that. A husband should face east, should situate himself behind his seated wife with his right hand touching over her right shoulder. He should touch the yoni, saying, "May Vishnu prepare the yoni. May Achyuta fashion the forms. May Hari carry out the fertilization. May Jagadisha present the child to you." Right, so then by the mercy of Vishnu, then the purification is there. Then by Achyuta, who's infallible, right, then the form is made. So then the form will also be a proper form. Hari carry out the fertilization because he gives, he takes away. So then he gives, and there will be there. Jagadisha, the Lord of the universe, then present the child to you, that he is controlling all the different things of the universe. So then naturally, he's arranging that all this works out. That the child would be there, because the child means it comes with all the different things that come along with it, the situations, the interactions, the relationships, the facilities, all these things. So then that's by Jagadishas. Then the next mantra, Garbhodakshay Vishnu, please bestow the child. Naranarayana, be decked with lotus garlands, please give her the child. All right, so Garbhodakshay Vishnu, so then he's the Lord of the Vishwarup, so the aspect of the super soul of the particular universe. And so all the elements, all the eyes, the noses, the feet, every element that there is, and all that was within the universe, then is within his control. That's then by his grace, then the child may have all these that come that are part of the universal form and Narayana. Because they also take care of the children. They're also the Lord of the Bhagavatam. Then be decked with lotus garlands, because lotus then means it's transcendental. It has all these aspects, the purity. Please give the child. And so then, so it's by the Lord's grace that the child is there. It's not just because we're engaged in a mechanical activity that the child is there. No, it's by the Lord's grace. Then touching your navel, he should say, "O virtuous wife, bear a long-living son, a devotee of Krishna." Right? Except then they unite. So this is the Garbhodan rite, according to the followers of the Sama Veda. Right? So that's the one thing is there, is that Gopal Bhatta Goswami is then giving us the Sama Veda. Now, why Sama Veda? Because we see his Lord Chaitanya, he was a Sama Vedi, in his Navadvipa pastimes. And so this is our line. Is what we do. Now, you may see is that, just like with the wedding ceremony, that's also the Samaveda, right? And so many others may have different ways they do things and all that, but it's not that one's right, one's wrong. It just means what's your line? You follow your line. We're followers of the Sama. Means, in other words, we may not know the Samaveda and that, but we follow all the samskars of the Samaveda. So that's the thing. So someone will follow the samskaras of the Rig, someone of Yajur, someone of Atharva, like that. And so then, that's how the things work. And so there may be variations between the different groups, you know, and even with the groups, and there's so many shakas and all that within in it. So then whichever one is what we have, so this is what we have, and so this is what we do. So it's not that one is better, oh, we don't do that, oh, but these guys do this. Who cares? You know, we ate this for dinner, so what if the neighbors ate something different, the people across town ate something different again? It doesn't matter. This is what we do. And so we have that. We're given by the acharyas, and then we're fixed in this, and we're comfortable. Then you know, one can be confident. Okay, pumsavana, right for making a male child. In the case of a first pregnancy, this rite should be performed during the third month of the pregnancy. Footnote, may be performed later for other pregnancies when the signs of pregnancy begin to show. Manu says that it should be performed when the fetus begins to move in the womb. Some commentaries say the rite should be performed on the first pregnancy only and not during the following pregnancies. It should be performed when the moon is in a male constellation. Women should fast, bathe, and put on new cloth. So these are the different things. So the basic point is it's for the first pregnancy, and if it's a male, it's not done again. But some will say is that it's done for the first pregnancy. It's not a male. You can do it for the subsequent ones until there's a male child. But the point is, once there's a male child, it's not performed again. You can't use it again. It means you could say, well, it doesn't matter, I'll use it, but it won't have an effect. You only get the effect if it follows authority. You wanted to say something, G? No?
Hare Krishna. Yes, Maharaj.
Okay.
Hare Bol, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
There was some problem. Anyway, so we are followers of Samavedis. In Samaveda, Taittiriya Shaka and Gobila Griha Sutras, right? Samaveda, Taittiriya Shaka and Gobila Griha Sutras.
I got Samavedis.
Gobila Griha
Sutra. Yeah. Means that's what we're using, yes.
Just a small doubt. So when we are following the rituals, we follow these ones.
He's gone. Okay, he's
Hare
back.
Krishna.
Okay.
You are able to hear me, Maharaj?
I don't know. Maybe it's me.
He was gone for a minute.
You're very broken up. I only got the, can you hear me? Because that one you can always hear. That seems to be the rule that when they do, when people work on the program, they work that doesn't matter what situation. When the guy says, can you hear me? You hear it loud and clear as if it's like perfect. But everything after that won't be heard. Then again, when they say, can you?
That's ironic because he just tried to say, can you hear me? And we didn't hear it.
Yeah, right now.
Okay, it seems we're back again.
And so, so we follow Gobila Griha Sutra.
Right.
Then, but when chanting the mantra.
We follow what Gopal Bhatta Goswami has given, that's taken from the Gobila Griha Sutras.
Exactly. But when we are chanting the mantras, then most of our mantra chanting is from Krishna Yajurveda.
I'm not sure if it's me or if it's... Okay. Maybe try again. I went off the Wi-Fi. I think it's a little bit was weak. You were saying, G?
So please continue.
Okay, so that was clear that the Gobila Griha Sutras will be the basis of it, but it still has been put together how Gopal Bhatta Goswami feels would be best for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Yeah. Okay. So Pum Savana. Then the husband, after taking his morning bath, should perform Vasudeva Archanam, page 86, and Sattvika Vridhi Shraddha, page 353. So you see is that the Garbhadhan has a very simple thing. You're just worshiping the Lord in the morning. That's the end of the samskar. So then the and so it doesn't have more technical points than the, you know, Vasudeva Archan, and that just had the Mangala Archan. So these others have a little bit more technical stuff, because these are things that, you know, you're going to be doing these things probably during the day. All the other ones will be done during the day. Only the Garbhadhan will be done at night. So it's not done during the day. Samana mentions it's only, you know, after the sun is set and the Sunday is over, then that's the time that is used like that. So, yeah. Then he should then set up a Yajna Kunda and perform all the Kushandika rites, page 123, up to the end of Virupaksha Japa, establishing the fire named Chandra. Right, so then here's your Vasudeva Archana Sattvika Vridhi Shraddha. These can all be done preliminary, then set everything up. So we have, like in the wedding, in the Yajna, is that there's auspicious ceremonies done before, then you set everything up. Right? So they're doing something before. Otherwise, then, or you set everything up and then afterwards sit down and then do all those mantras and all those nice things. But if one has the facility and the time, then it's done first and then afterwards. He should feed his wife to his own right side on the west side of the fire, because the Hotri sits on the west facing east. So he'll be sitting in the place for performing. And then next to him on the right will be the wife, will be there. And of course, if he's doing all these samskars that we see, then that can be done like that. If not, if he's a priest doing, then husband or wife will be sitting on that side together. Silently should place ghee-soaked wood of one pradesh length into the fire, then perform Vyasta Samasta Mahavyarati Homa. I offer oblations to the Bhumandala, I offer oblations to the space between the heavens and the earth. At the Antariksha, I offer oblations to the upper planetary systems. I offer oblations to the manifest universe, right? To Vishnu, Achyuta, and Narayana, and Ananta. Husband standing behind his wife should touch her right shoulder, then her navel, repeating the following mantra three times. Okay. May the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Male, Mahavishnu, Vasudeva, Achyuta, Ananta, Govinda, and Vishnu, and the male child reside in your womb. Right? So this is done, we're saying, at that 3-month point. Also, it says maybe when they start moving in the womb, like that. But the point is at this point, the child is neither male or female, you know, before, up to this point. And so then by this rite, then it brings in the elements that then brings out what would bring them into the masculine position. So that's done three times. He should then perform Vyasta Samasta Mahavyarati Homa with ghee. I offer oblations, you know, Bhuvar Vaswa, and then throw ghee soaked wood of Pradesh Link into the fire. Now he should perform all the rites of Aditya Karma, beginning with Satyayana up to the end of Vamadevi Ganam. Then he should give Dakshin to the initiated Vaishnavas. Is the Pumsavana right, according to the followers of the Samaveda? Right. So, in other words, in here, there wasn't any specific oblations into the fire in connection with a specific homa for Pumsavana. It's just your inviting the Lord as witness, then worshiping with the Vyasta Samasta Mahavyarati Homa at the beginning and end, and in the middle, then this mantra is being chanted three times while the husband is standing behind, and then touching her right shoulder, then her navel, repeating the following mantra, right? So he says that three times while they stand in front of the, he goes around behind, in other words, he's standing at his place, then he goes around behind her, says these things, and then comes back, sits down, and offers these, and completes. So then that's all that is required. So it's by the grace of the Lord, if that consideration is there, then these aspects what do you call it? You know, then by the Lord's grace, these things come to pass. Yes? Good. Yeah? No? Simantonayanam, parting the wife's hair. On the fourth, sixth, or eighth month of the first pregnancy, Simantonayana should be performed. Footnote 1. According to Yi Ashwalayana Smriti, evil demons bent on sucking blood come to the pregnant woman to devour the fetus. In order to remove them, the husband should perform Simantonayanam. From the fourth month of pregnancy, the formation of the mind of the child begins. Therefore, the pregnant woman is required to take the utmost care to avoid any physical shock to the fetus. Markandeya Purana says, Markandeya says, O Brahmana, Virupa, and Vikriti generally dwell in trees, trenches, ramparts, and seas. They are always in search of pregnant women. Therefore, they should not visit those places. So when the women are pregnant, they don't go to these places, right? Too many trees and all that means, you know, they don't walk under the trees. Like that, trenches, you know, there's a trench next, so they always hide in there. Ramparts, you know, there's always that kind of thing about how trolls, you know, live in trenches or under the bridge, you know, so these things have a basis. Ramparts, you know, around the fortress, you know, all the places where they have, where the archers and everything and all that there. And what was this? Trenches and the seas. So the ocean, you don't go down to the ocean. They are always in search of pregnant. Okay. Padma Purana says, pregnant women should not bathe in a river, go to a deserted house, sit on an anthill, or scratch the earth with their nails. She should not be continually sleeping and dormant. She should avoid exercise, right? So she's always busy doing things around the house, moving and, you know, walking and interacting, but she's not, you know, going down to the gym and, you know, trying to work on her glutes and stuff like that. That all goes out the window. It's about the kid at this point. One has to see is that it's about the development of the child. So therefore, in this time, it's all about what's good for the child and what works like that. So when parents think like that, then we see as the child comes out very nicely. And if it's not, it's all about themselves, then yes, they may get a child. We see that. But then we see the child is only interested in themselves, very self-centered. And so such children is basically what the Shastra Arjuna is talking about as Shankara. It means they're not important to society because they won't do anything for society. They only be against what goes on in society, try to make it all about themselves, try to adjust everything to surrender about themselves. So that's why then these things are careful. It's not that these elements here, it's about the ritual of these things. It's about that these things aren't good for the child, so they're avoided. That's all. It's that simple. She should not touch husk, coal, ashes, and skulls. She should avoid arguing with her family. Right? So that means everybody else, if she's going to avoid arguing, that means everybody else has to be avoiding arguing. Right? Because in this state, because of the hormones, it's very easy to get emotional. So if everybody's coming and harassing her, if she gets angry, then you can't say, oh, you're not supposed to get angry. No, but you're not supposed to act in a way that would cause. So in other words, she's trying not to be angry. Everybody else is also trying to not make her angry. Then it works. It's not that she's not trying to be angry and gets angry at whatever everybody else does, or others are not trying to make, they're not avoiding making her angry. And so if it's done, it's her fault. Both parties, the pregnant woman and the rest of the family, all have to be trying to not get angry. We have to understand it's a bigger picture. All this thing where everybody's self-centered and it's all about themselves, it's all bogus. When there's a child, it's about the child. Everybody else can just go jump in a lake because they think that they're the center of the universe. They're never the center of the universe. Krishna is the center of the universe. And in here, then it's a cooperation that they're trying to take care of this child. And we see is all by all the mantras up to now, everything's about the Lord. Everything's about His grace. Everything's about His potency and His blessings. And people just have to move on in their life and get over that they're the center of attention and just get down to the point that these things are done for the benefit of the child. None of this, oh, we just chant Hare Krishna. Okay, if you just chant Hare Krishna, then we don't worry about anything else either. And we seem to be really worrying about everything else. You know, it's all centered around themselves. So the point is why the samskaras are done is to bring about that understanding of Krishna as the center, and all activities that you're doing is centered around Krishna. That's what it's for. And those who don't want to do it, then it's like, it's been 50 years now. Okay, yes, in the very beginning, people are all in the temple. It's not about marriage. It's not about this. So there's not much on the samskaras. Okay, it happens. But now everyone's talking, oh, community, and oh, we're devotees, and we're practical, and we're family people. And if you don't do the samskaras, you're not going to get good kids. You're not going to be good. They're not going to be good. And it's just going to be a hellish situation. So the whole point is you want to help community? Start with this. Like that. Okay. Like that. Okay. Then it should says, she should not leave her hair disheveled and not remain impure. So she should always be trying to maintain her standard of cleanliness. After she eats, she washes her hands, she goes to the bathroom, she washes properly. Like that, she always keeps her hair nice. So if she's too tired to take care, someone else in the family should be combing it. Point is it's all nice, because if it's disheveled, it's unclean, other things can go collect in her hair, right? Like that. While sleeping, she should not have her head facing north, right? So we always face east or south. It's nor should she sleep naked or wet-footed, right? If you go to the bathroom, you always dry your feet, because if your feet are wet, that's when, because it collects things. And then things can get into all these subtle entities can get into the bed. She should not utter inauspicious words nor laugh too much, right? Utter inauspicious words, that she shouldn't say bad things or things, oh, what if this happens? Oh, but this and that, and so many things. Just no, be peaceful and all that, dependent on the Lord. Not laugh too much, just like, don't get friends over and just have a whole cackle and all that. Being happy and laugh, we'll get together and tackle all night, but it goes with alcohol and that. Also, no alcohol, no smoking, no much of any nonsense and all that. You like all this and that nonsense, but don't get into it during this time. Matsya Purana says, pregnant women should not take meals during twilight, right? Generally, no one eats during twilight, but, because of the hormones, he gets too hungry and that. Work it out. Twilight's there. You're not going to eat. That's 48 minutes if you're in the tropics. If you're more to the north, it starts stretching out to an hour and a half, 2 hours. So know when that is. When the sun goes down and it gets dark, that time you don't eat. So always eat before that. Or if you're in the same part of the world, you can eat after that. But if you're up north, then it doesn't even get dark until, midnight. So yeah, always eat before. Should not stay under the shade of a tree. Right, she should not bathe with warm water mixed with medicinal. She should bathe with warm water mixed with medicinal herbs. Right, so because the cold water will also give a shock to the child, but it says warm water. It doesn't say hot, because that will also be annoying to the child. So that also means no saunas and stuff like that. She should give charity and worship Vishnu. Right. Because the other one said, watching out for all the ghost priests and this and emotional things. So one is about mostly the ghosts, one of the other one doing inauspicious things or being involved in things that create an inauspicious environment. And then here's then talking about nice things to do, give charity, worship Vishnu. She should avoid swift walking. Right, so you just, a pleasant walk, climbing stairs and mountains. Right, so in the beginning you can do, but when you get into the last term, then you should be very careful about these things, Keeping awake at night, right, so sleep at night, nor eating foods which are too salty, sour, hot, heavy, or which are stale, right? So heavy means it's deep fried and things like that. That doesn't mean that you can't take ghee and butter. It's just not deep fried. You put it on fresh, like you cook what you're cooking, you want more. Just put some butter or ghee on it, melts on there, and that's not heavy, right? That's called, unctuous, right? Unctuous is fine. Heavy means it's been deep fried and that kind of thing. It's been cooked in there. That you want to be careful of. but having a chant, putting a little bit like that, and then afterwards putting and making it unctuous, that's fine if that's what's desired. If one wants to eat lighter, then does whatever works. Or which are stale. So always eating fresh and nice things, because maybe you like the stale things, but it's not that the kid does. So in other words, no Limburger cheese. Sorry. Right? The son of a woman who observes these rules becomes long-lived and talented. Otherwise, abortion takes place without a doubt. Right? So if you're not careful about these things, you can have these miscarriages and that. So that's what they mean. So it becomes long-lived and talented. So that means if you don't follow these things, that's why you get kids that are short-lived and are not talented, because they don't follow these things. I remember once telling the Bengali boys about not eating too much chili when they're pregnant. The boys all laughed. He said, are you kidding? The Bengali moms eat more chili at that time. And then they got these wild, crazy kids that are just totally into chili, totally passionate, totally crazy. And we're not joking here. We're talking reality. Is that, people don't follow these things nowadays. That's why they get such wild and crazy kids. They don't follow the rules. They do. It's not about them. It's not about, oh, that's what they feel like. Yes, that's how animals work. Animals do what they feel like, but the animal does what it feels like according to the body that it's in. So Krishna is controlling that. In this body, you'll feel like this, and they do it. So they're following the rules. But when humans do that, then they don't get anything very good. Okay. Okay, and then, done on this day following the Simantanayanam ceremony. So after the Simantanayanam, at that, then the other two should be done if it hasn't been done up to this point. So that means you would go through what will be done. Now you do the Mangala, like that, do the different things, and then afterwards you change the fire, and then you do the Pumsavana and the Garbhodan and Pumsavana. You just chant the mantras. It just means that the husband would stand behind the wife. They're properly dressed, everything, and then he touches and says all the mantras, and then you can then touch the right shoulder, then the navel, and then say all the mantras for the other one, like that. So it should be done before, but just in case somehow or another it happens, it can be done at this point. The point is it should be done. If you're conscious of these things, they will be done. Even if somehow or another it's not, it can be still done at this time. Okay. Yes. Yes. Please.
Puntavahana is for getting a male child. Then, generally, Srimantanayana, yes. By the time you're already, it's already decided. No. So what?
It's already passed. Yeah, but it's at the fourth month. In other words, if it hasn't been done, then we would prefer the fourth month. Okay. Because if you leave it to the sixth or eighth, then it's already too late for that.
Yes, that's right.
So like that, and that third, fourth, you can still, it's still got some leeway.
Mm. Yes.
But the point is, the better you follow it, the more nicely it goes. Oh, here's a footnote. Where is this? Up to the age of Vamadevya. Okay, we have to work on the footnote. Things aren't marked right. I think because when they adjust it, then they the pages shift, and so then it may be on another page, so it worked. So here's a thing mentioned. This is on Pumsavana. So this says, according to some texts, the juice from crushed banyan leaf sprouts should be poured into her right nostril to give her strength at this time. So it's one of those things you can do. It's not that important, that you have to do it. It's one of those things that just helps. During the time of pregnancy, she'd avoid having sex, sleeping in the daytime, staying awake at night, exerting herself physically. Something that makes her tired. Just regular activities, moving around, and that she should keep busy. Because if she doesn't, it also says if she just lays around and is lazy, that's also not going to be good for her or the child. So because if she's moving and that digestion goes well, then that means things are digested. What she digests is what goes to the child. She doesn't digest it, doesn't go to the child. So it has to be enough activity to maintain health, you know, but not extraneous, because then she gets too weak in that, then she can't, she won't be able to take care, because all the energy, that extra energy, is all going into the child. She's riding in vehicles, right, because they bounce around too much, and there's, you know, anxiety that comes up with it. And plus, you go through, like we said, you go past those crossroads, that's where yakshas hang out, and it's kind of like they'll be sitting there, you know, kind of bored and all that, and then it's, oh, here's a pregnant woman, you know, like that. They're not stupid, right? Taking purgatives, right, you know, so none of the health food weirdo stuff. Experiencing all types of mental strain, so it should be a peaceful environment. She should try to be doing that. Do things that don't put her in anxiety. In other words, don't watch horror movies, you know, things like that. And eating spicy, overly salty, sour, heavy foods, right? So the same thing. So that's all the standard kind of things. So that was mentioning that that's, you know, also considered at that time. And then it's further said here. But the husband should bathe, perform Vasudeva Archanam, a sattvic of Riti Shraddha, and set up for Yajna. Then he should perform all the Kushandika rites up to the end of Purapaksha Japa, establishing the fire named Mangala. He should then perform Simanto Nayanam Samskar as follows. After bathing, the wife should be seated facing east on the west side of the fire, on the right side of the husband, upon Kusa grass with tips facing north. Right? So that's standard. You're sitting down. Sitting, it's across you, not forward, right? Okay, the husband should throw ghee soap Buddha Pradesh link into the fire silently. He should perform Vyasta Samasta Mahavyarati Homa. Standing because what ripened, you know, most likely. Udambara fruit. It says the Udambara fruit represents the two lotus feet of Lord Vasudeva bound together by a golden string and other jewels. The like husk of the barley and the nimba, mustard and the bilba keeps away undesirable subtle living entities. Right? So the kavachas for overall against the rakshasas and all the little details of it, the different things, keep away all the variety of, you know, ones that come to disturb and all that kind of thing. Okay, two ripened Udambara fruits, so they're figs, right, with the stalks still attached. And next to that, on the same string, make a kavacha by tying together some stalks of barley with the grain cluster still attached, along with some sprigs of neem, mustard, and bilva leaves. Footnote 2 for detailed pictures, see Appendix 4. Okay, around his wife's neck while saying. So he ties this, you know, he makes these things at night and then ties it around her neck, right, standing behind his wife because he has these. So he'll put it over and put it around and then tie it so it hangs in the front. Then he says, like this strong tree, become fruitful and strong. King of trees, having brought forth abundant leaves, may she bring forth fruit. Right, so the fig tree, you know, the banyan tree, then it's the king of trees. It's, you know, the biggest, it's the longest lived, you know, it spreads out. It's, you know, it's very, 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 you could say, prosperous as a tree. So it's then begging, you know, for the Lord's head. So it mentions here the fruits represent the lotus feet of the Lord. Like Prahlad Maharaj, he was eating those fruits, you know, when, you know, not Prahlad, Dhruva Maharaj, when he was in the forest and for the first, I think, some time, he was eating those, and at one point he stopped, you know, breathing, you know, then he was only breathing air, that, but at some point he was eating these. Holding three pinjalis, these are, he should draw them over the part in her hair from front to back, and then bind them at the side, saying, Om Bhu Hu. right? Like that. So the pinjali is where you're taking, we can see what the side is. What does it say? Four. See glossary. Okay. Generally, they're kusa grass, they're broken off a certain leaf with the tips intact, and you tie that figure eight knot and that, and then tie the bottom. So it's like a little pointer thing with the, and it's like the kusa mai brahma, which is a whole bunch, but this is that you only take three. You know, three together, you tie it, and then one of them you take and wrap it around and tie it off. So those are generally pinjalis. So they're used in different things. They're used in the samskars and that. They can be used also with the pots and stuff. We're not using them so much. It's not such a important part of our what we're doing, unless, you know, the Veda that we're working with is explaining it. But in general, we're not doing it. But if one knows how to use them and that's fine.
What is it, man?
Then taking three more pinchali. So that means he's... Sorry?
What is this pinchali?
I mentioned it's that you're taking three strands of kusa grass.
Okay.
That
okay,
are,
okay.
I think these are small ones, so they're only a pradesh, and that's tied.
Yes.
I don't think that they're big ones.
Okay.
And then taking three more pinjali, she should place it in her hair in the same manner, you know, so then I put it in the hair. So before he's taken them and tied them in, then he's tied them, saying, Om Abhuva. Right? Om Bhuvaha. Taking three more pinjalis, he should place them in her hair in the same manner, saying Om Swa. Okay. Taking a porcupine quill, the husband should pass it over a part and fix it in her hair, saying, I part her hair with the instrument with which Prajapati Vishnu parts the hair of Aditi for great fortune. In this way, I create long living sons for her. Right, so this is going to give also for the benefit of the son and all that. So you see, is all these different things are protecting the child, you know, seeing that it's all auspicious, as that the womb is pure, so they can attract a pure living entity. In other words, the womb is not pure, you don't attract a pure living entity. They can say, but you can do garbhodan after, you can maybe purify who's already there, but you're not going to switch living entities there. You may purify some degree that living entity, but it's you're purifying the one that was impure that you brought. Well, in the beginning, you're making a pure womb that attracts. It's just like a nice clean place, gentle, you know, cultured people like to go sit in. If it's not clean, they won't sit there. They'll keep on going. And those who aren't worried about it, they'll come and sit down. So the dirtier it is, then the more funky the living entity you bring. So that's the whole idea, is you want to be, you want to understand what we're dealing with. It's not a joke. That's the whole thing, is that all this is real. It's religion. It's secondary. Yes. You know, chanting is our main thing. That's the primary, of course. But since we're working in these secondary fields, we should try to do the best we can on the human platform. In other words, doing this is human stuff. You're not inclined. You don't like to do. You may use the philosophy as an excuse. Just means one's not human. Of course, non-humans can be engaged in devotional service. That's the glory of devotional service. But that's the devotional service and the holy name's glory, not ours. That we're not inclined, we don't want to do, we don't see the need to do, and we're not like fully absorbed in Krishna. In other words, someone who just chants all day, and that's all they do, basically, and that, okay, and they say we just chant, okay. But if you're in family life and you say we just chant, it's like, when do you just chant? When? It's just nonsense that they say that. So it's just an excuse because they're lazy. They don't understand the human values. They're not acting as a human. In other words, the samskaras are produced humans and human children. And you see the difference between is like night and day. I remember when we were doing some research on this back in the, when was that? Yeah, early knots. Then Sri Prahlad and a few other devotees, they went around south. They went to all these, you know, well-respected Brahmins and that were the, you know, different places around India. And I remember talking with one Brahmin, And he was describing about the samskar. So they're going to talk about samskars and the different things that you're doing and all those things like that. So one of the Brahmins was saying about the importance of the samskars and the importance of Garbhadhan. And, you know, after describing the whole thing, he pointed out, as for the example, is that he has two sons. One was born by Garbhadhan, one wasn't. And he said the difference between the two in their character and nature is like night and day. So he was saying this from practical experience. He didn't do on one of the occasions, whatever reason. And he says the quality of the child is so obvious. They just don't have that piety and everything that everybody else does. So, you know, these things, it's something that someone who is actually interested in traversing over this ocean of birth and death in the most, with the least obstacles, and so that we're focused so nicely on Krishna consciousness and the cooperation, in this case, in family life, and with the family, and can connect everything to Krishna nicely, then these are the things to follow. These are what's done. You know, we say, oh, we don't believe in samskars. How many of those people that say, oh, we just chant Hare Krishna, have birthday parties for themselves or their children or their friends? So they'll have a Malecha and Yavana samskar, but they won't do the Vedic. Chant. If you just chant, don't have a birthday party. If you just chant, don't worry about Valentine's Day. Don't worry about, what do you call it? Is that called? Anniversary, you know, marriage anniversary. You know, your wife's birthday, you know, the kid's birthday. Don't worry about it. You just chant Hare Krishna. Let's see how your life goes. It won't work at all. But somehow or another, we'll do that because it's practical. Why aren't these practical? See what it does for the children. Like that. You know, create long living sons for her, right? Long life. And what was the other one?
Talented.
Yeah, and talented. Who doesn't want a long life child? Who doesn't want the child to be talented? Who doesn't want that he's kind and pious? So we're not dealing with people who are very mature or trained at all if they don't appreciate these things. I mean, it's not a matter of, well, that's an opinion. No, this is just facts. Like you walk in from, you know, in the mud and walk into the house and you got muddy feet. And we say your feet are muddy. It's not a matter of, oh, but, you know, like that. And what's the difference? Muddy feet, not muddy feet, you know, this and that. We're just dealing with, we're not dealing with human life here. Human form of life, yes, but not actual human life. Humans understand this and appreciate it. You know, of course, it comes by good association, but what to do? Fastening the quill, that's the porcupine quill, in her hair, he should draw a spindle full of thread over the part of his wife's hair and fix it in the hair, saying, I call the easily approachable Lord with words of praise. May the Lord understand our needs and fulfill our prayers. May the finger stitch with unbroken needle. May she bestow brave, praiseworthy sons, right? So now it's brave and praiseworthy. So they're long-lived and talented. Now they're going to be brave. They're going to use that. They're brave and praiseworthy, right? How are we doing on time? Okay, a little more time. And, you know, so that's there. So then this is put in the head. So easily approachable Lord, because you surrender him, he reciprocates as soon as you're giving. You know, unbroken needle. Okay. Then the next one. Okay. Oh, no, this is another one, the same with the spindle of hair. Endowed with just mind and beauty, you give results to those who sacrifice. With that generous mind, come to us today to bestow 1,000 progeny, O giver of fortune. Right? So then, you know, the Lord and his consort. Some sesame, bird, and rice should be cooked together, and ghee should be poured over it. The husband should show this to the wife, saying, so, and before, it's not that then at this time you go and do that, but it's done before. So sesame, herd, and rice, like that, the husband should show this to the wife, saying, Kim Payashi, what do you see? The wife should say, may there be offspring, animals, and good fortune. Firm Krishna Bhakti for the two of us. May there be long life for my husband. Right? So that means that everything is going nicely. That's what she sees. He should then perform Vyasta Samasta Mahavyarati Homa. He should throw ghee soaked Ruta Pradesh length into the fire silently. Now he should perform all the rites of Aditya Karma, beginning from Satyayana up to the end of Vamadevi Ganam, and give Dakshina to the initiated Vaishnavas and Brahmins. Right? In other words, samskar means you're inviting over the Brahmins and the Vaishnavas, and that's what they're for. Everybody can come, dress up nicely, you know, come to this nice pious ceremony, chant the holy name, hear about Krishna, take prasad. These are the things that are, this is what causes the social things, because you have a community of Vaishnavas, you know, householders, they're all having children. So there's constantly things going on, because he sees how many of these are there. This is all within the pregnancy, time of pregnancy. Then married women who have living children, then you see that then a married woman or then married women who have, like just one, should put the couple on a raised platform and sprinkle them with water from a pot, saying, bring forth strong devotees, bring forth life, be a long-lived wife, right? So she, by seeing the pot of grains with the ghee, then she is praying for, you know, that their everything will be auspicious in their life and devotion, and that their husband will have long life. Then the married women are making, bring forth strong devotees, right? So that's about Krishna bhakti. So they have Krishna bhakti. The children will have that Krishna bhakti. They have, and the wife will live long. Right, so everybody gets taken care of, but in their things, not that, well, she's looking at the pot, well, what about me and this one, why doesn't he look at the pot? No, they each have their own place, what they do. The wife should then eat the cooked rice, sesame, and urad. Right, she should, and then in the footnote it says, she should remain silent till the stars appear in the sky, then touching a calf, she should break her silence by saying, Bhur Bhuvah Swah. Like that. So that means that if you're doing rice, sesame, and urad dal, you do it like a khichdi, right? So that means, you know, the urad dal would be, you know, like half the amount of rice and then a little bit of sesame for flavor, you know, like that. And it's cooked nicely. So you get a nice khichdi and then you put so much nice ghee in it. And then she can eat some of that, or she eats in that. So therefore, then, depending upon when the auspicious time is you can work this out. Then if it's in the afternoon, then it's less time. If you do it in the morning, then it just depends upon, you know, then she's not talking until the stars appear. So it's not sun goes down, it's when stars appear. You know, but that doesn't mean that if it's a cloudy night and you can't see the stars and she keeps fasting and all that, because some places, you know, you might be fasting for months. Like I know in Oregon, you could be going 9 months without seeing the stars, and London's not much different. But okay, this is the Samanta Nayanam, right, according to the followers of Samaveda. You know, but it also means she doesn't have to sit around and talk all kinds of nonsense with everybody in Pajalpa. She can just peacefully sit, chant, you know, and do whatever she likes to do, and like that. Others can't talk. It's just that she's not talking, so they shouldn't, they, you know. Is that okay? Yeah.
That also means that somebody else is managing the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very nice. Very nice point, because she doesn't have to organize it, because the organizer, you have to tell things. Somebody, unless, of course, and, you know, sign language. But the point is, you don't have to talk. You don't have to worry about that. Right? So in that way, also, you look at that side, like we said, then it also is the benefit. She doesn't have to worry about these things. Everybody, how she may organize a few, but these things she doesn't have to worry about.
Also, traditionally, this Srimanta Nayanam is done in her parents' house.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I mean, these things are general, that it doesn't specifically mention, but there may be, like what you said, this practices or local do that, then it's a very nice thing. You know.
Rather, it becomes important.
Then they take care of everything.
Our brothers actually manage. I mean, that's how, at least in South. I don't know.
No, these are that's why there's tradition, is that it works out that way. It might be mentioned in some, you know, because you have all the that's why then Jiva Goswami mentions that only 6% of all the Vedas there. The Samhitas are all there. The Samhitas are full. But, you know, quite a bit. But then in the Brahmanas and Aranyakas and all these other things like that, you don't have all the things. And so, you know, there were 1,000 Samaveda Shakas. Now there's only 3 left. And so then because it's Samaveda, then all those are following the Samaveda. But then in one of the Shakas that may give a detail like that, you know, that this is done at that. And so you don't necessarily have to mention again. You know, if it's just a side point, it's just, if it's something very important, it'll be mentioned again and again. But if it's not, it's there. So then all those who are Samavedis know that this is what's done. But then when these get lost, then you don't know. So it's there in the tradition, people are doing it, but they don't know why. And then at some point, because of the, you know, the modern atheism, then it's just, it becomes lost. And then what? You know? Yeah, you know, then the only ritual is, you know, Friday night is, you know, pizza Domino's, you know, like that, you know, Tuesday night is Taco Tuesday, you know, or whatever it is, you know, so like that, you know, so it's just, these become the traditions, these become the rituals. And then, you know, all the standard stuff is lost. So it's very, very sad. This sets very nice things. So those kind of things are nice. So especially if you're from a community like that, it doesn't go against what's said here. This doesn't say that it has to be there, but it doesn't also matter that it's done there. It's a nice thing to be done there. It's quite favorable, like you said, because then the brothers arrange it. It's for the sister. All these nice things are there. So it's a nice thing. So then why not? If you're in South, and if in Bengal, they have a slightly different way of doing, you know, they do it somewhere else, and you know, then you do there. If you're north, you do it like that. So it's fine, these following these local traditions that are there, if that's your, you know, background and all that. And if you're, you know, from the west and you don't have these facilities, like, you know, you wouldn't go there, they wouldn't want you there, there are no brothers around, so then you don't worry about it, because the samskara itself is complete in itself. And if you have these, because like we said, marriage is to bring together two families. So then naturally anything that brings them together, in a, you know, based around Krishna and, you know, recommended activities, then it's always a good thing.
I think also in some...
You said also in some.
Oh, I thought we lost you. I think in some traditions, it's also the reason then for her to stay at her parents' house for the delivery, where they would do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because generally she goes there at
she's
least
going
3 months
for the
before.
Ceremony. So then she then remains there after that. She doesn't come back.
Oh,
otherwise,
okay. No, that's
was some
nice.
Problem
that
for her
also
to
works
go.
Nice, because it says 4th, 6th, or 8th month.
So sometimes I do it
Yeah.
later for that.
So 4th is a little earlier. 6th then is the standard. Sunday 6th is standard, the last 3 months. It's not uncommon. The last 3 months and the first 3 months are spent at the mother's house. You know, because then after they're born, then they don't go out for that 3 months. So that 3 months before, because that last trimester, then it's recommended they don't move around much. So then go to there, and then things are taken care of there. So then that works. That's nice. It also connects that together. That's nice. You know, like that. Okay. So then we'll stop here. Thank you for all the input, and we'll continue on Monday with Shoshayanti. You can see these go through quite quickly, like that, most of these. Oh. Om Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.